Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 12:30. Johannesburg, 10:27. Polokwane, 11, going up to 28 degrees.
I'm going to be honest with you. The only good highway is the N14. All the other highways are naughty highways.
The number of suspect... Sorry, Kola, you're not in studios. I'm seeing you.
No worries. I need to tell you about the cricket because the Proteas have increased their second innings lead to 253 runs at Kingsmead. They're currently 104 for 3 on day 2 of the first test. And the first local URC derby of the United Rugby Championship season is on the cards when the competition returns this weekend.
Thanks, Kola. The number of suspected illegal miners who resurfaced from a disused northwest mine today has risen to 17.
Of the 17, 14 resurfaced from Margaret Shaft and 3 from shaft number 10. The 14 that resurfaced at Margaret Shaft are foreign nationals from Lesotho, Zimbabwe and Mozambique. They are still being processed and our operations continue.
That was Northwest Police spokesperson Sabata Mokwabone. To Limpopo then, where by-elections will be held in Thabazimbi next week, the IEC says over 51,000 residents are registered to vote. The municipality was placed under administration in September following years of instability since the 2021 elections. Cliff Shiko reports.
The by-election will see over 400 candidates from 21 political parties contesting for the 24th seat in the council, including 5 independent candidates. The IEC says from the 51,000 registered voters, 20,000 are women and 30,000 are men, while over 1,300 are first-time voters. The unstable coalitions have led to service delivery challenges in the mining town for almost 10 years. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Johannesburg Water warns that the city's residents may face water restrictions at a level 2. This now during a media briefing earlier today, and the senior operations manager, Logan Munsami, said that 22 reservoirs are leaking at unacceptable rates and that repairs are underway.
We must appreciate that these are large structures. They do not get repaired in a week or two. Some of these projects take up to a year, maybe even longer, depending on the severity and the extent in which repairs need to be done.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa used his annual address to the National Council of Provinces to elaborate on South Africa's G20 presidency that starts on Monday.
We aim to strengthen the commitment of all countries to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030.
It's the first time that an African nation leads the group in its rotational one-year term. And the Gauteng Traffic Police urges matriculants planning to attend pens down parties across the province to do so safely.
From today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, until we are certain there's law and order. No illegal pens down parties.
That was Gauteng Traffic spokesperson Obert Sibasa. The Rage Festival Group executive Greg Walsh also added his voice to responsible celebrations and says safety and security measures will be implemented by the police at the annual 8-day event in Belito in KwaZulu-Natal.
There's 120 security officers that work every evening. There's 30 volunteers from the Red Frogs that work every evening. We've got an on-site mini hospital with medics and paramedics, an ambulance on site. It's about providing the best possible safety net.
I'm Marlene Fischer. Net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Die aantal onwettige miners wat vandag in die Stilfontein mine in Noordwes gekom het, staan nou op 17.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
It always is. That's just the way it goes. Feels like I waited so long for this.